We are here on KSOM, and we're continuing to look at the upcoming track and field season. Time to talk about AHSTW boys track with the head coach for the Vikings, Jackson Renberg. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
I feel pretty good. We got a good, solid nucleus of juniors and seniors. We got some younger kids as well that we're going to need to step up. We have a small team, but it's a really good team. They've been working hard. We're looking forward to seeing what we can do as a whole group next week at a couple meets.
Oh, how many total runners or throwers and so forth? How many total guys are out for track and field this year?
So we got about 15 guys total. So it's a small group. We got 2 throwers and 13 runners. We got about 4 freshmen, 4 sophomores, 4 juniors, and 3 seniors. So we don't have too much of one grade. We just kind of got a solid group of a few in each class, and they've been working hard so far.
Yeah. Well, among your seniors, I imagine Luke Sternberg will be back to try and do even better than he did last year in the 200. Finished 6th in the prelims, but 5th in the finals, so that was pretty good. Also made it last year in the 400. Tell me about how Luke is looking and what his prospects are for this season.
Luke's looking good. I mean, we had him run at Iowa State indoor meet. He got 2nd in, I believe he got 3rd in the 400 in the 1A, and he ran a really good time. Really good time for the beginning part of the year. And then he went to Northwest Missouri State last week, and he got 2nd. He ran a pretty solid time there as well, 51 and a 50.7, if I remember right, for his times in the 400 and the 200s. He finished 2nd in both those events. So those are kind of his strong events. We're looking forward sometime to seeing where he can run, what he can do in the 100, seeing if we could possibly get a relay together as well. Maybe the 4x4, but he's looking really good, working really hard. He's gained some muscle. He's gotten faster. And we're looking forward to having him his senior year.
Yeah. Great. And, tell me about your other 2 seniors and what, events they're going to be in this year.
Yeah, Jet Peterson. He is a really good thrower. He's a Simpson signee. He got some attention from some other schools as well, but he's going to Simpson to throw. Really puts a lot of time into throwing. I mean, this is his sport. He loves track and football, but track is probably his favorite. He threw a really good throw at Iowa State indoor, got 2nd overall, which is a huge feat, 49 feet. He was injured last year, so he threw good. He just didn't throw to what he would want to do. We're looking forward to seeing him getting the disc and throwing. He won the central indoor meet as well. He went there. He's trying to get to the 50, 51, 52 range, hoping to make Drake. And that's a really tough thing to do, but he's going to try to do it. Caden Garrity's our other senior. He ran the 4x8 at state last year. He really came along strong last year. Really cut some time off at the end. He's looked solid so far. We got some work to do with form and things like that, but we're going to have him in the 4x8. He's going to run some other relays as well. He can kind of run anywhere from a 4 to a mile, and he's a pretty solid guy to have to put in some relays and some other events as well.
Yeah, Colin Harder made it to state last year in the mile, finished 16th in the 1600. And now he's a junior for you. So I imagine he's motivated to try and get back to state. You have a few juniors there, or 4 juniors. As you said earlier, it's kind of equally distributed in terms of class. But tell me about Colin and what his prospects are coming into the season.
Yeah, Colin ran the 2 mile lot last year. He's a really good 2 miler, but his best event's probably the mile and the 800 at this point. He probably could have made it to state in the 2 mile, but we switched him. He had a better shot in making it in the 4x8. So he'll run the 4x8. He'll run the mile. We already put him in an 800 open, and we plan on doing that more often too. He ran a really good time at Northwest Missouri State in the mile, cut some time off from the Iowa State meet. And then he also he ran a really good 800 open, 205 this early in the season. So we're excited about Colin. He's a really hard worker, a really good kid. Chase Wheatley's another junior that we're really excited about. He's been battling some injuries right now, but he works really hard, and he's a really good runner for us, runs our 4x8, and we'll have him run some other relays as well, possibly some open events, depending on the meet. He kind of can run 1, 2, 4, 8, so we can kind of throw him around the lineup. He's capable of running the mile, but we'll probably run him in the 1, 2, 4, 8. And Ty Nelson's another junior. He was kind of our alternate in the 4x8. He's going to slide into the 4x8 this year. He's been working hard. We're really excited about him. He also can run a lot of different events, including the 400 hurdles, which we're going to work on him, and the 4x8. Those are kind of his two events, and then we'll use the other ones for workouts. So, and we got another junior that's going out this year, Chris Holmes, and we're excited about him as well. We don't know exactly where we're going to put him, but he'll help us in some ways. Bodies are important.
Yeah, especially when you only got 15 of them.
Yeah.
13 of them for runners. How about sophomores, freshmen? Any standouts among this the younger kids coming into the season?
Yeah, we got sophomores that are – we got a couple sophomores that are just trying out track, and Jackson Jensen. We're really excited about him. He's kind of learning how to do some field events, some hurdles. He's also going to help us in 1, 2s, 4s, so we're excited about him. He's a good kid. Sage Blotzer is also out, and he's been working hard. Riley Leary's a newbie to track, and he's working hard. Roman Scheffler, I'm really high on Roman Scheffler in the throwing events. He's our other thrower. He's gotten a lot stronger in the last few years, and he went to Northwest Missouri State, didn't throw his best, but we're really excited. There's a lot of work to do with him and technique and stuff, but he can be really good at the shot and disc in the long run if he keeps at it. As far as young kids, like freshmen, we have some guys that are just trying out track for the first time, but probably the kind of the leader of the group in the freshman class for us is Caden Sambothy. He can do hurdles. He's going to try high jump. He can sprint. He's capable of running an 8, but we kind of got that going for us. We're going to try to figure out what his best events are in the first few meets and kind of see where we can put him and how he can help us and how we can help him get better.
Yeah, there's got to be a place for everybody, especially with low numbers like you have. What's your philosophy on relays and what you would like to target coming into the season? Again, with the numbers as they are, you are going to be limited probably in what, but what's your thought process of relays coming into the season?
Last few years we've had a shuttle team. We can't fill that, so we can't fill every relay. But we'd like to fill as many as we can if we're going for as many points. But at the same time, we have some guys that are in individuals that we need to put in their individual events as well so they can work at those to get to state. A lot of my relays, like the sprint med, the D med, the 4x2, and the 4x4, those are events that we want to look into. I have a pretty good idea of what my older kids are and what our older kids' best events are. However, I'm open-minded as well. Like last year, I didn't know we were going to make it to state in the 4x8. If you told me that at the beginning year, I would be shocked. So we're going to try to mix and match and see what we're good at. I can't say that other than the 4x8, what our other good relay will be, but I'm hoping that we can at least find one or two that we can hopefully possibly make it to state in or compete in and get some medals in. I think the D-Med, we can run a good D-Med most meets. I'm not sure if we'll be able to qualify that one for state with the way, like, you know, Sternberg runs the 400 open, so he can't run the D-Med. And Luke or Colin runs the mile and possibly the 800, so it might be hard. But, you know, we're just going to use those as workouts, and we're going to try to figure out what our best relays are towards the end of May. And it might look different than what I'm looking at thinking right now.
Yeah, and as we know that schedule of events and how it's laid out determines sometimes limits what you could do in certain relays. If Sternberg's going to run the 400 and the distance medley is next in the rotation, you don't want them running back to back. So that, just to explain that situation there, but we'll see how that evolves throughout the season for you. But at least the 4x8 is a good target. And what would you say are some of your goals for this team, small but mighty, coming into this season?
Goals are, you know, there's a few of them that have personal goals. I definitely want our 4x8 to cut like 10 seconds off each, which is going to be a hard one for some of them because they're so low already. Like Colin, he ran a 209 the first meet, but he's capable of cutting 10 seconds off. And if we cut 10 seconds off, we can not only make it to state, but hopefully do some damage there. But as far as like, not everybody's a track star. I just want them to work hard and get better. I mean, that's the big idea. As the season goes on, we'll look at goals, and some of them already have their personal goals, and I like that. But other ones, we're going to figure out what their event is and then and try to cut time and get better at that. So that's kind of the big idea. I'm not going to throw anything else out there right now, Adam. We're a small team. We'll see what we can do at meets and see how we can do. But we're working against, even though we got some really good runners and really good thrower and possibly two good throwers, we are a small team, so we'll see what we can do. A lot of those other teams in our conference have 40 kids out. So, we're just going to work hard, get better, and see where the chips fall, I guess.
Coach, really appreciate your time looking at this season for your track team, and we'll be following your Vikings now all the way through to the Blue Oval. And thanks so much. Good best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
Jackson Renberg, head coach for AHSTW Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.